The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 4, Moses. After the death of Joseph, the Egyptians began to worry about the growing number of Israelites. In consequence, a new pharaoh enslaved them, and then gave instructions that all their baby boys were to be killed. To escape this edict, an Israelite mother hid her son in a reed basket by the River Nile. He was found and rescued by Pharaoh's daughter. She brought him up as her adopted son, giving him the name Moses. One day when Moses had grown up, he came across an Egyptian who was harming one of his own people. He killed him, and in consequence had to flee to the land of Midian. There God appeared to him in a burning bush, and told him that it was his mission to lead his people out of Egypt and back to the land promised to Abraham and his descendants. At first Moses was reluctant, but eventually he and his brother Aaron went to Pharaoh to ask him to let the Israelites go. Pharaoh's first reaction was to treat the people even more harshly, so God sent a series of plagues on Egypt, culminating in one in which the firstborn child in every family died. At God's command, however, the Israelites marked the lintels of their houses with blood, and the angel of death passed over them. This deliverance was the origin of the Jewish feast of Passover. Eventually Pharaoh gave the Israelites permission to depart, but barely had they gone when he changed his mind and sent his army in pursuit of them. Guided by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, the fugitives reached the Red Sea. At God's command, Moses raised his staff and held his hand out over the sea. It parted, and the people passed through safely. But when Pharaoh's army sought to follow, the sea returned and drowned them. Moses led the Israelites into the desert lands between Egypt and the Promised Land. The people were often hungry and thirsty, and complained bitterly. God fed them with a substance they called manna, and on one occasion Moses provided water by striking a rock with his staff. After defeating the Amalekites, a wandering tribe who stood in their way, they came to Mount Sinai and camped there. This is taken from the book of Exodus.